Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, and friend of the show is joining us right now. It's Ross Noble on Kennedy Molloy.
Oh, where are you coming from, Ross? Are you in the bunker?
I haven't left.
You're in Victoria?
I am in Victoria.
Despite
the fact that I live down on the Mornington Peninsula, and that technically, let's be honest, this kind of a country still classed as inner city Melbourne, even though in fact it's miles away. But
The restrictions are very severe down there at the moment. Are you running around the neighbourhood living off berries? Have you got a dagger between your teeth? Are you sneaking out at night? What are you doing?
Well, you know, nothing's changed at all. When they said, oh, we're bringing in extra restrictions, I thought it's going to make no difference to my life.
That's true. I guess you're doing homeschooling, though, with your kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of putting it, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Please don't take this personally, but I'm not convinced that discipline in the classroom would be your strong suit. I'm suggesting your children may be disadvantaged by the idea that you are in charge of the homeschooling. Discuss.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, like, the disappointing thing about the homeschooling is that the school is very effective in seeing what they have to do.
Whereas I think
it would be so much more fun if they just said, here's a subject, teach that, and then I could then, you know, I could then do that in my own way, whereas it's not. These are things you have to do, and then especially like my...
What would you do for science? Yeah. What would you do science class?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I did for the science, because I thought, this is a little bit of extra, right? Yep. I take the lockdown so seriously, I went, you know what? Let's not bother leaving. Let's just get the frozen fruits delivered to the house.
Sure.
And when it arrives, in the bottom of the esky thing, they've got a little thing that said, "Do not touch dry ice." Right? There's a problem with dry ice. I thought, hang on a second. if this isn't a way of teaching the kids about the this is pure science, right? Because as we all know, if you put dry ice into hot water, it creates magnificent smoke.
Absolutely.
Well, watch MasterChef. That's all they seem to do.
Yeah. Oh, I don't watch MasterChef.
He's getting frozen food delivered, Jane. Do you think he watches MasterChef?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You make a good point there, Mick.
No, but you know what? I've always wanted to go on one of those shows, you know, like MasterChef or something like that, and then see if I could get away with just like being
pretending to be good.
just go on there. Just like.
So with the dry ice, am I? Yes. Here's how I see this ending. You being taken to hospital with your tongue stuck to the dry ice. This is what happened.
Not far off.
Oh, really? My God. What?
Because busy. So I got the dry ice and I said to the kids, I said, look, if you put this in the hot water, it creates a mist, an exciting mist that will... Now, here's a tip for anyone that's thinking about doing this. Do it outside. Right? Just do it outside. Right? Because I put it into the sink, right?
Yeah.
And I turned on the hot water, and then I turned the hot water on, right? All I'm seeing is my kitchen... It looked like a Bon Jovi concert. the smoke went everywhere.
The smoke machine.
And then it quickly turned into an episode of 911.
Oh, I love it.
But then here's the thing. The dry ice went into the pipes, you know, where the kitchen sink is, right?
Yeah.
So we've got a delightful smoke coming out of every possible place. It's a win. But you know what? The kids learned something. They didn't learn anything educational, but you know.
What a terrific teacher!
I want to come to your homeschooling. I'm going to enrol in the homeschooling class of Ross.
All right, Ross Noble is with us. Ross is going to stick around. More with him coming up right after this on Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy, Mick Molloy, and the very funny Ross Noble, by the way. He's special at alist.com.au. Get all the details there. Kennedy Molloy.
Ross, I know you've been taking the lockdown seriously. You've put up some wonderful banners that are asking people to consider popping on a mask. Think of a mask as a paper smile that says, I don't want to kill your grandma.
That's excellent, that's one
of yours.
Put a mask on so we only have to look at half of your stupid face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's a positive message for the kids out there.
Ross, what do you think of these goons who are not wearing masks and reading out their rights?
Oh, it's one of those things, right, where these people that just literally say, oh, this it is my right to endanger the lives of other people. and I just think that, like, that's good, but we should call their bluff, right? And we should basically, that we should bring in a rule that they're allowed to be experimented on. Right?
I like this idea.
You know, the people are just going, you know, oh, it's no worse than flu. And, oh, you know, it's all a hoax. And you go, okay, here's a large room full of people, all with the COVID, right? Take these tablets, see if it works, right? You know what I'm saying? And also, you know how they've got these dogs, they've trained the dogs to... Yeah.
Well done. Dogs again, once more into the breach.
Of course. Man's woman's best friend, yeah.
We're spending all this time training the dogs to sniff out the COVID. Can we not just train them to just attack the antibodies? Just save ourselves some time, you know?
But that's our point. We were saying before, Ross, I don't know anybody who's so selfish and horrible. All my friends are doing that. Wearing masks, staying inside. What's wrong with all these people?
Here's something we could do for the dogs just to make it more interesting for the dogs. Because once again, they're doing heavy work.
Yeah, of course.
But allowing them, when they identify someone who has it, to like dry hump their leg or something. You know, so it's a bit of a fun exercise, like catching
a
frisbee.
So they get something out of it.
So they go,
don't feel as bad.
Their reward is they get to do a little circle on their bot or something. He's over here.
Well, maybe we do that with people. Maybe it's anyone that can prove that they've.
You know what I?
if they've done all the right things and they've ticked the boxes and they've got tested and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You have a room full of people who are, you know, anti-mask wears. Let them go in and dry hump them for a bit.
Ross, I wanted to know when it all became mandatory for wearing a mask. You were actually one of the first people I thought of, because you have in your dungeon. Oh, well, not a dungeon.
Your bunker.
The bunker. Yes.
You have a gas mask. Have you been able to go out and wear that? Because, Mick, you are pretty keen on walking around.
Oh, if I go with anything, it's the World War II. the World War I, the Great War.
Why not? Just give everybody a bit of a thrill.
I just reckon everyone will be doing it in Europe next year. It's that exciting.
I haven't, because, I don't go out. I do have a gas mask, you know, but it does make me wonder, though, whether or not, you know, I know this is a family issue and that, but I can't help feeling that, you know, because everyone that was selling masks, they sold out straight away. And it was mask. I can't help feeling Sexyland have done well.
Yes, that did cross my mind as well. How Sexyland was going.
By the way, Ross, we have to congratulate you with so far as I can see, coming up with the best joke of the lockdown. Entirely, which was Spice Girls related. Am I right that that joke, which has been used and posted on blackboards all around town, can be traced back initially to the comedy stylings of one Ross Noble, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a corker.
It's a corker. What is it? How does it go again? Just so I can...
It's the cover in Australia. It's a bit like the Spice Girls. Everyone's trying really hard. Except Victoria.
On that note, that's brilliant.
Letting everyone down. Hey, what about these comedy specials? Yeah. Tell us all about what's El Hablador.
So what it is coming up. You can go Ticketmaster, the popular ticket people who I think they're a bit quiet at the moment.
What's going on?
Well, let's wind them up again. Yeah.
So they've if you go to Ticketmaster, put my name. The Ticketmaster, I've got a gig, which is it's a show from the El Hablador tour. We recorded it, so it's not been released. You can go there, you can watch it, and then straight afterwards I'm going to be doing a Q&A where you can ask me anything, and you can see the show, and that's the only place you can see it, and it's only going to be streamed. You can watch it for like 24 hours, and then
Ask him a science question. That's what I'm going to do, everyone. Do the
everyone,
question
if you get a chance to even
question.
Talk to Ross, it's such a thrill. So get on board. That will be so exciting. And I feel lucky I can ask you anything.
Indeed. And what about this podcast of yours? What's that called?
Oh, yes, that's called the Ross Noble Podcast. And
well done.
Good name.
We deconstruct pop videos, but the plan was to do Shania Twain's That Don't Impress Me Much.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been begging for it.
But what happened is that for the last three episodes, we've gone off on tangents and we haven't actually
You never got there.
Got to talking about it. So there's I think, three, possibly four episodes now where we ended up talking about how, on the last one, we ended up talking pretty much about how Ewoks wear leather balaclavas.
Well, that is, then that's why you should tune in, everybody. Yeah. It can only get to that point by this incredible man, Ross Noble. Ross, we love chatting.
Good on you, Ross.
Thanks so much.
Take care of yourselves. Bye.
You too.
This is Kennedy Malloy.